I did. I suppose we had a meeting of the Joint Police and Committee on Friday. Catherine and I brought up the issue of car theft. So it's a bit concerning. As we know, there was a garage in Letterkenny recently where there was three cars lifted in one night from it. They broke in, stole the keys, and it just looks like that those are cars that have been stolen for to be broken down, maybe stolen to order. And you know, we have other isolated instances that where I work myself at Boner Engineering, there's a Jeep stole out of it, and I see where there's a car burned out in Church Hill recently as well. I don't think we're all connected, but you know, it just concerns me that these criminals will come back to Donegal again and maybe look to break into houses to steal keys for cars, you know, that they're looking for particular makes and models. So I just thought it was a good opportunity to raise the issue with the Chief Superintendent, and I was delighted to hear that they might have a definite line of inquiry, and we would hope that they'll be able to secure prosecutions and the cases of those people who stole the cars.
But there is concern that if these thefts were to happen again and perhaps maybe people confronted the thieves, that it could lead to something more sinister.
That's correct, Catherine. It was just a few years ago up in the Lisnennan area of Letterkenny. On one particular night, there were criminals who broke into a house in Letterkenny. There was a Ford Focus parked outside and they weren't able to get the keys. So they broke in into the house next door, which had a Ford Focus sitting on it, and you know, they stole that car, you know, plus some other items like, such as computers and stuff like that. And they went to another house in the estate below the road and screwed the front wheels off a Ford Focus. So obviously, you know, they had an order for a Ford Focus. But after that happened, the owner of the car that was stolen ended up getting a fine for you know, a parking, or for not paying a toll going around the M50. So it just goes to show, you know, those criminals have travelled a long way to Letterkenny to you know, to steal the car, and had travelled all the way back to Dublin. That car never was recovered, and you know, the people in the houses didn't even hear them coming in. They broke the front blocks and came into the houses, and those are the situations, you know, you're a bit worried about. Because, you know, somebody could wake up or somebody could be there, and you just worry about how dangerous it is, you know, if these people are confronted. Obviously, they're kind of ruthless criminals that have no respect for people or property. And I think we need to get a handle on it. And I think it's important just that there's a kind of an urgency put on it to try and get to the bottom of where these gangs are travelling from and try to nip it in the bud.